This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The talk that I'll be giving, inshallah, the series that I'll be dealing with during this blessed month of Ramadan, it is a series of lectures where we'll be talking about the characteristics or some of the characteristics that have been mentioned in the Quran in a particular surah as it relates to the servants of Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many characteristics in the Quran that have been mentioned. Our mother, Aisha, in the famous statement of hers, may Allah be pleased with her, she said that the Prophet's sallallahu alayhi wa sallam character was the Quran. So if a person wants to be a believer, then let him read the Quran and let him look at the Quran and the instructions of what the Quran and the Sunnah are inviting him and encouraging her to inculcate and to be upon and to be about. So we want to take this surah Al-Furqan, and we would like to take and extract from this surah some of the characteristics of the true worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are a number of ayat in Surah Al-Furqan, ayat number 63 to 68, where Allah gives us a number of these characteristics. I'm not going to go through all of them today, obviously, because today is kind of like an introduction, and we will deal with a few issues. But they are some of the more famous ayat. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Ar-Rahman are those people who they walk on the earth and they walk with humility. And if ignorant people address them, ignorant people want to cause them problems, ignorant people want to confront them, ignorant people want to, you know, create drama. The ibadur rahman, the servants of Allah, they don't repay ignorance in kind. They don't repay evil with evil. They say salam, salam, peace. What I have for you and what I give to you is salam. That's one of the characteristics of the servants of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is something I want to draw to your attention before going further, inshallah, and that is all of the characteristics that have been mentioned concerning the Ibadur Rahman in these ayat, all of them are connected to the blessed month of Ramadan as well. All of them are connected to fasting and Ramadan. And we'll show you that, inshallah, azwajal, as we move forward. Now, these things have been mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan. It doesn't mean that these are the only characteristics of the servants of Ar-Rahman. There are many characteristics that have been mentioned in the other 113 chapters of the Quran that are not in Surah Ar-Rahman. But the ones in Surah Ar-Rahman are just shedding light and emphasis on the ones that were mentioned in those ayat that I mentioned, ayat 63 to ayat number 68. There are many. One of the ayat that or characteristics I want to share is not even mentioned in those five or six ayat. It's in ayat number 30 from the same surah. Ayat number 30 from Surah Al-Furqan, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam situation has been highlighted by Allah. Allah said in that particular ayat number 30 from Surah Ar-Rahman, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the messenger is going to complain and he's going to say, oh my Lord, my people, my qawm, my people have abandoned the Qur'an. They made hajr of the Qur'an and they made hijra of the Qur'an. They have abandoned the Qur'an. So one of the characteristics of the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Ar-Rahman, is they connect themselves to the Quran and they stick to the Quran and they do not abandon the Quran. They don't make hajr of the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And these are the issues that we want to talk about, inshallah. Every Friday during the blessed month of Ramadan, 45 minutes before Ramadan, before the Maghrib prayer on Friday, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So concerning this issue of abandoning the Quran, you know, Ramadan is the month of the Quran. One of the names of Ramadan is Shahru al-Quran. It's the month of the Quran because it was revealed in Ramadan. And the Torah and the Injil were revealed in Ramadan. The Suhuf of Ibrahim and Musa, revealed in Ramadan. The Zabur of Dawood, revealed in Ramadan. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim ajma'in. So Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And I have to say this. Any Muslim who is not increasing his connection to the month of Ramadan, I don't say that his fast is rendered null and void. But I will say he's not fasting the fast of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Rasulullah used to increase his recitation in the month of Ramadan. Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said in the hadith as in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Jibril would come and visit the Prophet every night in the month of Ramadan, and he would rehearse with him every ayat of the Quran, every ayat. So in the month of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad is reading the Quran more with Jibril. And in the year that Prophet Muhammad died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibril came to him twice in that month. And he went over the Quran with him twice in the month that he, in the month of Ramadan. So you're going to read more. You're going to make salat more. You're going to recite it more. You're going to listen to it more. If a person is not increasing his connection to that Quran, then that is not the fast of the sunnah. Even the women who are not fasting due to suckling, due to their periods, akramakumullah, due to being pregnant, people were sick, people were older. You don't necessarily have to fast. If a person in the month of Ramadan is not fasting and he doesn't have a reason to abandon the fast, he's not doing the Ramadan of the sunnah. But a person may be exempted from fasting. So we're not going to say he's not fasting the fast of Ramadan. You know, he's not practicing the fast of Ramadan. There are people who don't have to fast. But even those people who are not fasting, don't let the shaitan come and trick you and make you feel and think that you're not fasting this year, you don't fast ever, then you don't have to do anything. No, you should increase your recitation of the book of Allah and not have hajr of the Quran. So as it relates to the issue of the hajr of the Quran, hajr, like the word hijra, to abandon something, the Prophet will come and complain and say, my people have abandoned the Quran. Ummati, my nation. One meaning of his nation is the non-Muslims and the Muslims as well. Everybody. So this ayat is referring to the non-Muslims have abandoned the Quran, because the non-Muslims are from his ummah. Prophet mentioned in an authentic hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that there is no one from this ummah, who hears about me, and then he doesn't believe in me, except that he would be in the hellfire. So if they're from this ummah, are they Muslims? If they're from this ummah, the Muslims are from this ummah. But if they don't believe in the Prophet's dawah and they go to the hellfire, then they're kuffar. Why would he say that they are from his ummah? The scholar of Islam said, because the Prophet has two ummahs, two communities. He has an ummah, a dawah. The ummah who he had to give the dawah to, and that's everybody, from the jinn and the ins. Muslim, non-Muslim, white, black, poor, that's the ummah to dawah. His ummah, those people who has to give dawah to, all of the people. Another meaning of the ummah are those people who believe. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Verily the believers are brothers. They're the ummah to istijaba. The ummah, the people who heard the call and they accepted it. So as it relates to this ayat, number 30 from Al-Furqan. The first meaning of, oh my Lord, my ummah has abandoned the Quran, meaning my ummah of kuffar from Quraysh, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Umayy ibn Khalif, and the rest of those people who rejected his dawah. They abandoned it and didn't believe in it at all. That's one meaning. The other meaning is the one that we'll be dealing with today, inshallah, and the subsequent Fridays in the blessed month of Ramadan. The second meaning of the ummah, my ummah has abandoned the Quran, the Muslims have abandoned the Quran. And this is the truth. And this is one of the ayat of the Quran that really, although the message is dangerous, is something that our iman should increase for many reasons. One reason, we have the life now to change the problem. make Toba and rectify. And another issue is, Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi, Rabbil Alameen. How did the Prophet know, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that many of the people who are listening to me right now and watching me right now, and those who are not, how did the Nabi know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this ayat was revealed over 1,440 years ago, that many of the Muslims, their condition is a condition in which the Quran has been abandoned? Last Ramadan, people picked up the Quran and tried to read the Quran. We're in a new Ramadan, and you compare the time from last Ramadan to this Ramadan, and this ayat is applicable to many of the people. Nas'alallah al-afiyah wa salama. Oh, my Lord, my people have abandoned the Quran. So it's as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be what is known in Arabic as a khasm. A khasm. It's like an opponent to a person, because he's complaining and giving a shakwa. Oh, my Lord, my people have abandoned the Quran. This is the miracle, the greatest miracle that I brought to these people. If they claim that they believe in me and my messengership, and they believe in you, Allah, and this is your speech, then how would they and how could they abandon the Quran? How? So we want to give this reminder. What is the abandonment of the book of Allah? We don't want to come and be people who are opponents to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Nabi mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثَلَاثَةٌ أَنَا خَصْمُهُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. There are three people I would be the opponent يوم القيامة. First one he mentioned, رَجُلٌ, a man, أَعْطَى بِي ثُمَّ غَدَرْ. A man who used me, used the religion. He used me to get something, and a person gave it to him. He said, look, I ask you, by Allah, do this, do that. Rasulullah said this, and because of the usage of that ayat, the person who hears it, he'll agree to do something, and then the person who made that request, he uses the religion to take advantage of the person. Rasulullah will be his opponent, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Second person, Rajulun ba'a rajulan. A man who... he sold a free man, hur, rajul. He sold a free man, and then he devoured the money. He sold a free man. And lastly, a person who gets someone who works for him, and then after he finishes his work, he doesn't pay him. You know, I don't want to digress, get distracted, but the month of Ramadan, some people are fasting today, and all of their fast is for someone else, for other people. People who they oppressed. So the hunger, as he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rubba sa'im, laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-jur wal-atish. It may be that a person fasts, and all he receives from his fast, as a result of his fast, that he makes himself hungry and thirsty. His hasanat, his fasting, are going to be distributed to people who he didn't pay him the rent, he didn't pay them the money, he was oppressive to them. They talked bad about him, so those people will get their prayer, those people will get their Ramadan, they'll get their fast, they will get their sadaqah, they'll get the breaking of the fast, and all of that. But we'll talk about that at another time. Those three people are the three people that the Prophet will be an opponent to them. And there are many other people. He used to say, أَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِّن فُلَانٍ or فُلَانٍ. I'm free from so-and-so and so-and-so. So we don't want to come يوم القيامة and we are opponents to the Prophet ﷺ, or he's free from us. The person who abandons the Quran, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is going to complain about his condition and that condition. So as it relates to the abandonment of the Quran, we want to remind you here in these days to increase your connection with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, because it's virtuous. The Quran is virtuous. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in showing us the virtues of learning the Quran and teaching the Quran and being with the Quran, there are many, many ayat, many, many ahadith. Hadith, wala haraj. He sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam mentioned, balligu anni walau ayat. Tell the people about me even if it's an ayat of the Quran. But this hadith can also mean a hadith, the sunnah. tell the people about the sunnah. But he used an ayat, because the ayat is the most important kalam and the most important speech. And for that reason, those companions said that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to teach us the Quran. He used to teach us khutbatul hajah with the same emphasis that he would teach us an ayah from the Quran. So when he used to do the khutbatul jumah, he would say khutbatul hajah. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. He used to teach the companions. So many of us here, the imam, the khatib, people who give classes in dawah, they say this, khutbatul hajah. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't learn it. That doesn't mean you shouldn't learn it. Because the Prophet used to teach this to the companions, and he said, with the same emphasis that he would teach the Quran. So it goes to show that the Quran is the asl. The Quran is the main thing. He, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, asked his companion, which one of you would like to go to the place where the camels of zakat are kept? And every day you come back from there with two fat, voluptuous camels. They say, we all would love to do that. Every day I go and get two camels every day. 365 days in a year, times that, times two. So after a year, I'm a rich person. And every year I can do that. They said, we all want to do that, Ya Rasulullah. He said, for one of you to go to the mosque and to read or learn two ayats is better for him than two camels. If he reads or learns three ayat, it's better than him learning or getting three camels, and four ayat, better than four, and five, better than five. So that's from the virtues of the Quran. The best of you is the one who learns the Quran and he teaches the Quran. This is the month of Ramadan, Ibadullah. With that being the case, let us, inshallah ta'ala, connect ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the way of the companions. May Allah be pleased with them. And they put a lot of emphasis on learning this Quran and teaching this Quran, and not being of the people who abandon the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. And what was collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, he wanted to let the community know something when Umar radiallahu anhu picked the legend of the committee, and he chose at the head of the committee was Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was older than Zayd. And Umar didn't choose him. But in order to let Umar and the people know his level of understanding of the Quran, he said, and it wasn't bragging, he said, there is not an ayat in the Quran except that I know when it was revealed. There is not an ayat in the book of Allah except that I know where it was revealed. There is not an ayat in the Quran in the book of Allah except that I know when it was revealed, who was it revealed because of? Why did it come down? He said, and if I knew and I heard that there was a person that had more knowledge than I do about the Quran, he knows some ayat I don't know. He said, wallahi, I swear by the one who there's no God worthy of worship other than him. He said, I would have gotten on a camel and I would have rolled to that individual to get that knowledge. To get that knowledge. Those are the companions. Those are the companions. So on one hand, he's showing his knowledge of the Quran. And it goes to show, the companions, they learned the asbab al-nuzul, why ayats were revealed, what's the reason. They learned about the places and all of these issues to get the correct understanding of the ayat. When the Jewish man came to the Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, there is an ayat in the Quran that was revealed on you Muslims. If it came to us, the Jews would take that as a day of the Eid celebration. Al-Faruq Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, what ayat? The man read the ayat. Non-Muslim man read the ayat. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam ad-deena. On this day I have completed my favors upon you. That ayat. I made religion, your religion is al-Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes, I know the ayat. I know the day that it was revealed. And I know the place that it was revealed. And I know the month that it was revealed. Because this was the knowledge that they used to place on learning the Quran. So this is what we want to do, inshallah, azwajal, because it is a dangerous issue to be disconnected from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hajr of the Quran and the abandonment of the Quran means a lot of things. It means a lot. So each week, inshallah, we're going to draw upon and talk upon one or two of them to encourage you to be on the opposite and the antithesis of that. And to encourage you, inshallah ta'ala, to stay steadfast as being from the people of the Quran, Ahlul Quran, those people of Allah, the people of Allah, because it's dangerous. The Prophet mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhwafu ma akhafu ala ummati min al munafiq alim al lisan. The one that I fear the most for my ummah, the one who I fear more than anyone else, I'm afraid for my ummah, on behalf of my ummah, against this person, he said, I'm fearful of the hypocrite, the munafiq, the one who has a beautiful speech, beautiful lisan, a munafiq, someone who's not a Muslim, he's teaching people the religion and the people are asleep, they're duped, that because we don't know the religion, whatever, we get taken away by people like that, charlatans, and people are lying, and so forth and so on. He mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أكثر منافقي أمتي قراؤها. The majority of the hypocrites from this ummah are the ones who memorize the Quran. The qurra, they memorize the Quran. So the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was fearful of the one who is having nifaq as it relates to the Quran, not taking care of the Quran, not reading the Quran, not memorizing the Quran, and so many other issues that are going to come up, inshallah. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he has informed us, al-Quran hujjatun laka aw alayk. The Quran is a proof, it's an argument for you or against you. So if you abandon the Quran, it would be a hujjah alayk, against you. But if you connected to the Quran, you gave da'wah to the Quran, you defended the Quran, you read the Quran, you gathered the people around you and your household connected to you, and they know about that Quran. And I have to take my hat off. I have to take my hat off. The brother was filming. I have to tell you this very quickly. The brother who was filming this, he had asked me, Sheikh, he said, your hat is not even. He said, you have this part is pushed in and this part is out. I told him, that's how we do it where we come from. That's how we wear those hats. I want to take my hat off, so to speak, to all of those mothers and fathers from our community who are making the jihad and the effort of taking your kids to Quran school, to the duqsi, to the madrasa, here in Green Lane, Masjid al-Sunnah, wherever you happen to be. May Allah bless you and may Allah bless the huffaz from the mu'allimeen of the Quran. But I'm especially talking about that Muslim sister who may be a single parent. That Muslim sister who, she's the one driving, picking up the kids from school, dropping them off at school, the Quran, taking them swimming, taking them to karate, taking them to all these extracurricular activities. We ask Allah in the blessed month of Ramadan that Allah puts it in the scales of you brothers and you sisters and your scales of good deeds, yawm al-qiyamah, inshallahu tabarak wa ta'ala. Ala kullin, this is what we want to deal with, inshallah, in these days, the abandonment of the book of Allah. What does it mean and what does it entail? So that we are not of those people who have abandoned the Quran. What we should do is we should abandon those things that Allah Azza wa Jal has made haram. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-muhajir man hajra man nahallahu anhu. The real immigrant, or the one who migrated, the true muhajir, like the people who migrated from Mecca to Medina, al-hijra, hijra, abandonment. You leave your country to go to another country. You leave the place where you can't practice Islam, you make hijra, to an environment where you can practice Islam. It may be a far distance and it may be short. It could be you abandoning those friends who are not good, who won't help you, like doing this coronavirus, doing Ramadan, abandoning people, We become better people. We don't have to deal with some of the people who are bad influences in our lives. I saw when in Italy, they put Italy on lockdown at one time, and there was a man, and they were very serious, the authorities, about people. They arrest you. And they found the man in the street, and they were insisting you go back home. That man said, no, I'd rather go to jail and be out here with the virus of corona than to be locked up in the house with my wife, because they just didn't get along. So people make abandonment. Hajar. We abandon things. We abandon things. So the real muhajir is the one who abandons what Allah has made haram. So this is what we wanted to present, inshallah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to not allow us to be of those people who are the muhajirin of the Quran, but we ask him to make us those people who are the muhajirin from what is haram to connecting ourselves to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, I want to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and ask him as well to bless the elders of this masjid, Green Lane Masjid, those people who had something to do with starting this masjid when it started over 35 years ago. And from them is the Sheikh who had died recently as well, and other than him. May Allah reward all of you. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على النبيين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And please don't forget us in your dua, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala guides my mother and my father to the deen of Allah and to the kalima of Tawheed. السلام عليكم.